RJ Barrett, shooting guard in FIBA under 19 tournament MVP, joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. RJ, thanks so much for joining us. I guess I'll probably be about the 5,235th person to offer you congratulations on the win in that tournament and on your performance. And what have the last 72 hours been like for you and your teammates?
Oh man, it's been amazing. A lot of support from fans and from our families, and just everybody really congratulating us, and everyone's proud.
What was it like when that game against Italy, when it wound down, you guys had the win, you'd beaten the Americans. What were the emotions like in that group? Because I'm sure you guys were aware, because a lot of you guys are in social media, you were aware that it was beating the U.S. was a big deal. I mean, my Twitter feed exploded when that happened. And you guys must have been aware of all that and how people back home were really focusing on it. What was it like when you won that game finally and you'd accomplished that?
I mean, it was a great feeling. We had the ceremony, and they presented us with our medals, and we sang the national anthem. And we knew that we made history in that moment. And we knew everyone was behind us, but it wasn't until we really got home and got off the plane and saw everybody at the airport waiting for us, that's when we really knew that, wow, we really did something special, and all of Canada really cares about what we did and is really proud of us.
You know, you would know as well, especially the significance of this, because your father, Rowan, played for the Canadian national team. And, you know, I kept thinking of guys like your dad and Leo and Steve Nash and, you know, all these guys, Jay Triano, all these guys who kind of have been slogging away and trying to really create something with Basketball Canada. I would think you could probably appreciate maybe more than anybody else, RJ, just how significant it was for those guys, the guys that went before you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They've been most of their lives, and to see us come through and finally, you know, get a gold medal, it's just showing that we're taking steps in the right direction.
What was the key to that team's success? What do you think, now that you've had a chance to look at it, what explained why you guys were able to rebound, to beat the Americans, and then go on to beat Italy?
Oh, rebounding was the key in that game, and we just played harder than they did. We wanted it more than they did. We knew the magnitude of the game, so everyone on the team stepped up. 1 through 12, the coaches, everybody. We all stepped up, and we were able to get two big wins.
Now, what's next for you before you go back to school, before you go back to high school? What, are you going to take some time off? What do you got planned?
Yeah, I'm just taking some time, spend some time with my family, and just work out and get better at my game.
I'm sure you read some of the stuff that was written about you. You've heard some of the stuff. I mean, people are already saying possible lottery pick. You know, the colleges are going to be lining up. I mean, man, you got a lot of basketball ahead of you. How do you keep this all in perspective? Because you're still, I mean, I know you grew up around basketball and you have a little bit of an understanding of the business of basketball, but you're still a young guy and you got a lot of people right now telling you you're really, really good. How do you maintain perspective through all that?
I mean, my dad was really good, so I always see that. And I'm trying to get past the level that he was at. But also, I see that there's a lot of work that I still have to do to get to that point. It's not just, I'm going to get there, you know. You still have to work hard every day to achieve that goal. So without the work, I won't even be able to achieve it. So I just know that.
When did you, RJ, first really get an idea that, you know, hey, I've got a shot here at being really good at basketball, not just playing basketball, but I got a shot at being really good here. When did that realization come about?
I mean, I always thought I had a shot. I always believed in myself, really. But when I went to the school in the States, Montverde Academy, mm-hmm. Then I started playing. I played well the first year and played even better the second year. That's when I started realizing that I really have a really good chance to make it where I want to go.
Do you think now that it, you know, in the past, if you talk to guys who went to school in the States, they'd always say, oh, you know, people, they'd look at you like, oh, man, you're the Canadian guy. I didn't know you guys play basketball. Well, now, of course, you've got, I mean, you had Steve Nash, you have Wiggins. There's a real awareness of Canadian basketball, I think, throughout the United States. Do you still get a bit of that? Do people kind of look at you and go, Canada, really? Or do they, you know, do they kind of understand now that, oh, yeah, that's a country that's produced some good basketball players?
You're still going to get some of the people that are like, Canada, oh, you guys live in igloos and stuff like that. I thought you guys only played hockey. But then there's also, like, the other side where a lot of people are starting to realize that we have guys going into the NBA. We had a couple of number one picks. We had Steve Nash with 2-time MVP. And it's like, so people are starting to really notice that and notice that Canada's coming along with.
Have you got, RJ, I think knowing your dad a little bit or knowing about him, I've got to think you guys probably have a strategy set up for, you know, all the colleges that are going to come knocking at the door. How are you going to go about handling that? Are you sort of going to let other people sift through the stuff and deal with that and kind of you step in, you know, when you need to step in?
Yeah, that's definitely the plan right now. It's just really getting started for me, and my dad's really handling. He's handling some of it. I'm gonna also, you know, come in and help make decisions and stuff. So it's not like just completely. I'm not doing anything. I'm still there. It's just dad's controlling it a little more right now.
What do you? If I asked you 5 years, 6 years down the road, what type of a basketball player you're gonna be? You know, given the way the NBA is going now, people are talking about positionless basketball, all that stuff. What would your answer be? If I said, look 5 or 6 years down the road, let's say you're in the NBA, what type of player is RJ Barrett going to be?
Really, yeah, it depends on what the team needs from me, to be honest, because I could play 1, 2, 3, and so whatever that specific team needs, then that's what I'll do.